This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. Is brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money like Carver High did. He went on Geico.com. He switched over to Geico, and in 15 minutes, he saved 15% on his car insurance. It was a beautiful day. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone is joining. Everyone knows it. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. All my college and pro picks are up for the week in football, baseball, every playoff game, ALCS, NLCS. You get all that hockey nightly, boxing every fight, hoops every night. It's coming. So preseason I don't do, but regular season, count on it. Try it. You'll like it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. All right. Carver High's in here with BMAC. And Mafia is in Portland, I believe. Ron in Portland. Good evening, Portland. He was in Seattle for a few days, and now he's moved on to... I think he went up to Mount Rainier, and then now he's moved on to Portland, Oregon. He did check in with me today to ask me a couple of questions, and he said he was having a wonderful time, and he was contemplating not coming back ever. Wouldn't that be funny if he didn't come back ever, and he became like the Unabomber, like the guy living in the woods, and he just stayed up in the mountains and in the woods, and he grew a beard and
a lumberjack.
You know what I mean? Like a lumberjack. I could see it. Could you see him as like a mountain man living up there with, you know, drinking his own water and stuff, like down by the river, going with a bucket and bringing the water up the hill every day? I'll be right back, honey. I'm going to go fill up the buckets. Growing his own weed. Listen, all of my friends in California grew their own weed. Wait, are we on the air? Check one, two. Anyway, I don't really care about anything. Or anyone. I just wanted to say earlier, someone called up and said I was hating on someone. Trust me, when I hate, you'll know it. And there's no hate going on in here tonight at all, except toward NFL referees. I think they're all old, bow-legged, blind Helen Kellers. I mean, they are the worst. But I can't even make them the worst, because the NBA refs are even worse. Chicks and dudes combined. It's like a bad cocktail. The NBA refs are the absolute, the lowest form of humanity. And also, is there anything funnier than when they run over to that table 10 times a game to check on their bad calls? Oh, and just the home cooking. I mean, it is just unbelievable. In pro basketball, the calls they give the home team, it's unbelievable. It really is. So I don't hate on anyone. He said I hated Daniel Jones. What do I care about Daniel Jones? He's like 20 years old. What do I care? I'm like, I could be his grandfather. Honestly, I thought he sucked tonight. He threw three picks. Anytime you throw three picks in a game and lose, you suck. It's that simple. It's called, here's your receipt. You suck. You lose. Three picks in a game, you're done. You don't win games. And didn't that, well, what's the guy, Hillman fumbled? Well, they have four turnovers in the game or more?
I believe those four.
Oh, they had a punt block, too.
Punt block, which counts.
For a touchdown, Winovich. All I know is they were everything. They deserved everything. Punt block, touchdown. Picks, three of them. Give them field position. You let Brady have two sneak touchdown runs from 1 yard out. You're not beating them. Come hell or high water, they wouldn't lose a game with that kind of gift wrapping ever in the history of mankind. The one thing I did notice, too, I don't know, am I imagining things? Belichick walked past that kid at the middle of the field after the game and just gave him the biggest brush off ever.
I think that
you're not worthy of me. Don't even look at me.
Bill, it's hard to make a lot about Bill in those post-game things. Bill is looking for certain people. He is not recognizing who's near him or anything like that. And you watch Bill. Bill goes to the coach.
Couple veterans.
He went to the snapper, long snapper, Zach Diassi, who's been with the Giants for like
forever.
50 years. He was probably there when Bill coached there in the 80s. So he had to go find
Zach.
How is
that guy still on that team?
And you know that he was going to go find Eli. So
how is Diasi still on that team?
Because all he does is sit there and snap a ball backwards.
Do you feel bad? Do you feel bad at all for Eli Manning sitting there with his trench coat on all night on the bench growing a beard?
Listen, you know the history that Eli Manning has against that franchise, against New England. I mean, that is his biggest moments of his career,
right,
are against that team. And it's
so
usually,
Belichick respects him.
Belichick absolutely respects him. And I saw Brady go up to Eli, and I think that Bill was looking out for Eli. So Belichick's in and out really fast in that post.
What do you think of Shermer? He's just not cutting the mustard.
You know, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised today because I had some Giant fans that I know telling me, and especially during the game tonight and even before, like, you know, the team's been playing hard for him. You know, the team...
are they watching?
Now, to be fair, I know the score does not indicate it tonight. Their defense came to play tonight.
But they got gassed because they were out there so long, like Marco said.
They were on the field for 40 minutes, so that hurt them. But, I mean, they played well tonight. They came and played. They were hitting Brady. They got a sack fumble return. You know, they did, and they picked him off once also. They did some things against Brady tonight, so I thought they came to play. But I don't think that Shermer is that great as a head coach.
Yeah, I don't either. Gronkowski said, I'll always keep the door open for a return to play.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Bob Kraft said he hopes Gronk will return this season. Any reviews in for his performance on Fox tonight?
I got to tell you, he was out in New York with Tony Gonzalez and
Bradshaw
and those guys.
Strahan.
Those guys are all, you know, they got the ties on doing Gronk with the open shirt, no tie, you know, first night. I guess Gronk's going to be Gronk, right? He looked like he was having fun.
Yeah, whatever.
But is this going to be another regular thing now where every week we're going to get more Gronk return stories? Is that just going to keep going on and on?
Well, I think that if he keeps doing Fox, that's all he's ever – every time he's on, they're going to ask him about it. Every
it's
week.
Painful. It's absolutely painful.
Odell Beckham Jr. wants more responsibility to help the Browns offense get on track. This is the beginning of the complaining. This is the seed that has been planted in the soil.
Week 6.
And then what we're doing now, I'm watering it right now. I'm just watering the complaining. And we're in week 6. And he said, I just want to help. I feel I was brought here to help. That's all in Portuguese. That means give me the ball or I want out of here. Because he has been, just so we're clear, he has been lymphoma since he's been in the NFL, crying and complaining. The entire time he was with the Giants, that's what he did, right? Acted like a buffoon, and now he's in Cleveland, and 6 weeks into it, and they're what, 2-3? And he's complaining already that they don't give him the ball. He said, I feel like I was brought here to help this team, and that's all I want to do. So if it has to be handoffs, like, it's whatever. Just finding ways to have successful plays, not just giving me the ball to appease me or anything like that. It's more about having success within the game and within the team, which in Portuguese means give me the ball. I'm the best player. What are you doing? And it's true. He's the best player on a team, and they don't give him the ball. It's unbelievable. It really is.
I've seen more highlights, aside from that night against the Jets, of him throwing the football than of him catching it.
Zach Taylor says the Bengals are not trading A.J. Green.
Which means you can guarantee in the next 10 days that they do.
They are pathetic, that football team. I mean, they are really pathetic. Didn't they just lose at home to Arizona?
They did.
They can't even beat Arizona at home in the alleged jungle. You know what that is? That is a deforestation, is what that is. The jungle in Cincinnati is deforestation. There's absolutely no jungle there at all. The jungle is shrinking. It is absolutely – there's nothing – no one's afraid. Pop Warner teams could go in there and win.
You're going to have a top draft pick with them. You move on from Dalton?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Dalton's got to go. And they – you know, I just can't even believe they finally fired Marvin Lewis. That only took 20-some years. I see that Elena Deladon won the the MVP of the finals and everything else. Is that what she got? She got the MVP of the WNBA Finals, and the team won the championship, right? So she won. You have to admit, She's a great basketball player. Have you ever seen the whole deal with her sister or whatever? Doesn't she have some, like, sister that's disabled? I think she's got, like...
I am not sure about
No, she has, like, a sister that's, like, paraplegic or something like that, and she takes care of her. She, like, lives with her. They're, like, best friends. She won't, like, that's why she went to play for the Mystics, right? She said, either trade me there so I could be near my home and be near my sister, or I won't play anymore in the WNBA. Isn't that what happened? I think that's exactly what happened. Brian, isn't there like a story about her sister being crippled or something? She has cerebral palsy.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen a bunch of stuff online about it.
No, it's no joke. I mean, she is an incredible woman and an incredible basketball player. And even better human being, what she does for her sister. I mean, literally, I think she watches her every day of her life. Like, she's her caretaker. How do you have time to take care of someone that can do absolutely nothing without your help? Zero. She can't feed herself, nothing. And then, I mean, her sister's literally, like, I've seen the stories. I mean, she's almost, like, unable to do anything. And then the sister... The basketball player, Deladon, she takes care of her and still has time to, like, go play in the WNBA and go to practice and you know, travel and you know, I guess win MVPs and championships. She's the best player in the whole league. Because didn't that Breanna Stewart girl get hurt? So between those two are the two best players in the whole thing.
I would say so.
That girl has sick game. I wish she was on my team. Seriously. That girl can fill it up. Look at her just going to the rack. Like, I like that. She post-up moves, too, and she just gets it done from 2 feet out. Look at her just constantly going to the rack with the pump fakes and the finished little 10-footer. She's got game like mine. I got all the moves and all them tricks in my bag. I got so many different shots. My guy Coco said to me last night playing, he said, I've never seen anyone with touch like you around the rim. It's very flattering for an old guy like me.
Little pop from Coco there?
Coco gave me a little love. He said, I've never seen anything like your touch around the rim. Because I got all the little finger rolls and kisses off the glass. The kiss. I love using the glass for productivity. I get a lot of action off the bank, son. ATM's open 24/7.
I wish I had that raftery bit that I could play right now.
I know, we don't.
So how about your boy
the other night? We don't have the machine.
Forget the machine. How about your boy the other night who was in here?
Shep.
And he's playing all this, you know, he thinks he's Mr. Wizard over here. He's playing all the drops left and right. And then he's hiding them all in his own personal folder.
Won't give them to you.
So I said to him on Tuesday night or whatever, he's going, all right, well, if you're going to do all that, I said, you got to, you know, leave them for us now, like for good. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put them in. So he tells me where he's going to put them. And I come in here last night. They ain't there.
No.
I mean, they're not there. They're not in any spot where
so
he could have put
what do I got to do to get him for
I'm going to have to ask him. I'm going to say, what are you...
Well, he won't turn me down.
Well, but I'm just saying, he's here every Saturday morning.
Is he?
So I'm going to have to say to him, when you're here Saturday morning and you're done or before, whatever, can you now move all that stuff you were playing the other night? Somewhere where me and Brian can access it.
But do you see
like
him on Saturdays? You don't see
him.
I
don't see him.
You don't ever see him. But I talk to him.
Yeah, you can text him and just say, can you leave? Can you do like you said you were going to do?
You know what? He's like, just so you know, like, he's the greatest kid. So he, just so you know, he gets along with my kids and wife better than I do. Like, I'm a cool dad. I'm really cool. And chicks dig me.
Well, he wears
I'm a good lover.
Shirts, too.
I'm a good lover. All these things. I'm good in bed. That's all that matters. And then, you know, with kids, I'm like, here's the money. And then they all, you know, they get the LeBrons and they get all the stuff and they get everything they want. And then, like, can you give me a ride to my buddy? Yeah, and I do that. And then, can you buy me this? And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, hey, you want to go play basketball? And I do. Hey, will you let us play against the men? I let them do. But when it boils down to it, I don't like to, like, play with kids all day. So, like, it's not my thing. It's not my bag. But Shep will come over to my house, like, once or twice a year, and he'll sit there and literally play with him for 18 hours. I mean, like, 18 hours. Nonstop. I'll be inside watching 5 games at once. I'll literally spend an entire day. He's out in my driveway with him for 15 straight hours playing, like, 15 different sports. nonstop all day till the point where they all have body odor. They're so stinky, sweaty with like, you know, dry sweat that they smell. I'm like, Shep, get in the shower. I'm not even taking you to the train. You smell so bad. He plays with my kids more than I do. In 2 days, he'll spend more time playing with my kids than I do all year. I mean, my kids don't really play anymore because they're teenagers now. They don't play, you know, like kids play. Shep used to come over when they were little kids and play with them. He'd like play with them all day. He'd go swimming with them for like 7 hours. I can go for like an hour. And I'm like, I'm going home. You guys get a ride from someone else. I'm not the guy that hangs out all day with the kids. You know, I used to be the guy that hung out all day with the keg. I get along pretty well with that big old shiny keg of beer. I used to be really good at professionally pouring beer, you know, out of a keg, you know, and it would start spraying Carver High. I had it all under control. Keep the foam. I used to be a master of the keg. I used to have a station wagon in college where my fraternity would force me to go pick up the kegs.
You had the car that was good to go.
I had the big back end station wagon, like a scene out of Chevy Chase movie. And literally, we'd put like 3 kegs in there from the beer store, and they would roll around in the back of the station wagon and smash into the plastic walls of the station. And I had cracks all up and down the back of the station wagon from keg dents. And I would always be the guy that went to get the beer. That was my job. And if I didn't do it, I'd be, I'd have my hair pulled and I'd be beaten with a paddle, which also happened. But then every one of those guys that beat me with a paddle or abused me or hazed me, I slept with all their girlfriends to get even with them. All of them. And their sisters. So if they had a sister, I made it a priority to sleep with their sister too. And their girlfriend. I tried to get their moms, too, but that didn't go too well for me. I almost got thrown in jail. But anyway, I better run before I get fired.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I gotta tell you, it drives me nuts. It really does. It drives me nuts, the computer. Listen, he knows me. I will take it, and I will smash it. I will pick this thing up, and I will throw it through a wall. That's how bad it is. I'm not the kind of guy you went around with valuable things if things aren't going well. I will smash and pilfer. Honestly, this thing is such a piece of crap that I want to just take it and yank it out of the wall and just smash it into 1,000 pieces and see if that gets their attention. You know, with their 1980 equipment they got in here. I mean, honestly, it's like 1980. I mean, what am I in 2019? I'm using a computer from 1981 in here. It's so bad. I mean, it's embarrassing. It really is. I'm going to start. Maybe I'll bring my own stuff now. I don't know. I can't count on their equipment. It doesn't work. It drives me nuts. I'm in here. I can't even do anything. I'm crippled. I'm literally handcuffed. I might as well sit in here with a sock in my mouth and handcuffs behind my back because that's about what I'm dealing with in here. I'm not even making this stuff up either. Josh Rosen knows all about the Tua craze. The way that I'm sort of approaching this year is that I feel like I'm trying out for the team. I'm excited to hopefully prove over these next 12 weeks that I'm their guy moving forward. He must be tripping. Honestly. They are so anemic. Now watch, they'll beat Washington this week.
I mean, not the biggest accomplishment, but, you know, would you be stunned if I wouldn't be stunned if they beat Washington. They both suck. They should beat Washington.
Can you believe how many bad teams there are?
There's a lot.
I mean, like, literally in the league, there are horrible teams. The Jets, the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Broncos are horrible. The Redskins are horrible. I think the Giants are horrible.
I put them in that class.
They are definitely in that class. And Pat Shermer's, he's a terrible coach. He has been terrible. Every job he's ever had, he's terrible. When are people going to finally stop using that recycled paper? Honestly, it's like, it is just unbelievable how they just recycle these hack coaches. Who else? The Falcons. They're going to fire Dan Quinn as sure as I'm sitting here.
Should have been last week.
You know, they lose this week, he's fired. They'll fire him like right on the bus.
You really believe the Jets deserve to be in that class?
I do.
I mean, their record says one thing, but when you have a quarterback that is literally a practice squad guy playing.
Fair enough, but they should have, with Bell and Darnold and Anderson and with Quinnen Williams, I believe They should have been, in my view, at least a 7-win team.
Because look at the start to their schedule. They played a lot of tough teams to start. So I mean, they could have come out of this 3-3 to begin with, even if Darnold was playing.
But you're not a Jet fan, are you?
I am. Yeah.
Is that your team of life?
That's why he's talking to you like this because
he's a Jet fan.
No, but you honestly know they suck.
I know they're not a great football team. I wasn't expecting postseason or anything this year. But
what did you think they'd win?
I thought it was a 7-9, 8-8 type season.
So,
and
fair I thought enough. That would show I said seven would have been, and I thought that would have been a good year for them. I thought that they would have shown. I thought Bell alone would get them 6 wins by himself.
This whole notion, though, that the offensive line is so terrible. Listen, as much as a good quarterback can make a really bad offensive line look decent, a really bad quarterback can make a really good offensive line look terrible. Also, the kid doesn't get rid of the ball. That's a problem in the NFL. You have to get rid of the ball. This kid holds on to the ball.
Oh, Darnold?
Phil, fuck.
Oh,
the kid would be.
Don't worry about him.
He'd be a backup in college.
He shouldn't even be in the NFL.
Exactly. That's my point, though, is but people want to say the Jets are terrible, the Jets are terrible.
But they are.
You have this kid playing quarterback,
really,
though.
Do you really believe yet that Sam Darnold has been anything but below average?
Well, yeah, he's only played one game.
No, I'm talking about so far in his career.
He finished the year really great last year.
Yeah,
he really did.
I don't think he's done anything yet. Nothing. He's done nothing. What has he done? And then he got mono. Like, who gets mono? Like, what's next? Chicken pox? I mean, honestly, syphilis? What's next? Who gets these things? My buddy got like a rash, and he showed me his rash today. I'm like, bro.
You never had mono, Scott?
I said, I don't have time for your rash.
You never had mono?
No, I never had mono.
I have.
You had mono?
I did.
Really?
I wasn't an NFL quarterback, but
34C got pneumonia. I remember when my wife got pneumonia. That was bad. But when she got it, I was like, don't come near me. I was like, I wasn't one to help or anything. I just was like, don't come near me. Quarantine. I put her up in her room and closed the door. Spray painted a big sign on the door that said, do not enter. And just left her in there. And then I slid food on a piece of paper under the door, like little slivers of cheese for a month. I'm just kidding. Did we cover all the bad teams? I think we did. Oh, Arizona's bad. And there you go. I think that's all the bad teams we covered. Brian in Boise.
Hey, Scotty, what's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know who the Pirates manager is going to be. Satan, how's that sound? Because they can't possibly, they cannot possibly hire a good manager in Pittsburgh. Who in their right mind would want that job? I told
Nobody.
You, the only person that wants that job at all on the face of the earth is John Wehner and me. So I want the Padre job or the Pirate job. I can do better than both of those crappy managers did, and I mean it. And I actually like Clint Hurdle. I think he's a perfect guy for that job. They should have never fired him. But they did fire him, so you can't look back now. So they might as well just bring me home and let me manage him because, honestly, they will not get a good manager. How is that possible? Who wants to manage the Pirates? No one. Satan. Satan might cut a deal because he could probably work out of Pittsburgh and you know, crush souls and stuff.
So what do you think about the Boise State-Hawaii game?
Boise State should win the game. I think Hawaii could actually cover the number. Now, last week, Boise was my number one play against UNLV, and they covered. I have a feeling, now, they're way better, but Hawaii's having a good year. So if they can score and get into a wild game with Boise, they might cover that number. What was it, like 12.5 or something like that? If you don't know the number, then you shouldn't ask questions about the game. Even though he just only wants to know who's going to win. Of course, Boise's going
to
win.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Your boy, Carver High's like Thurman Munson. He's like the chiseled vet. He doesn't tolerate a lot of nonsense around here from anyone. No shenanigans. So the question begs of BMAC. Do you like working with us? Do you like doing the show? Because, like, if Mafia turns into the Unabomber and doesn't come back, which could very well happen, you know, you never know. He could be out there interviewing for jobs, things like this.
Interviewing to be the next Unabomber?
You know what I mean? Well, he could be interviewing in Seattle or Portland on the, you know, maybe the radio stations out there. Maybe he's doing his own radio show. Maybe that's the whole plan. And then would you, because I think if it comes down to it, it could be you versus Shep. And I'm pretty sure Carver High doesn't like Shep. So there might be some.
I don't like anybody.
You don't like anybody. So
yeah, I don't know if Carver High likes me either.
I know. Do you like doing the show?
Oh, I love it. I'm having a blast.
You're having a good time? Good.
I mean, it's the music I love.
Well, that's so awesome.
That's a blast.
Well, do you know that I used to play the music the entire show?
I would not be opposed
to that. So, like, the show used to be 4 hours straight of nonstop music under the show. We played music the entire night.
Why come in at that point? Like, let's just play songs.
These people ruined that for me from day one. From day one, I didn't even take the job yet, and they were threatening me about my music. Because this guy can't stand it. This guy hates my show to begin with, let alone the music. And he's not a fan. So, you know. It can go both ways.
I'm loving it. I'm having a great time.
Well, most people do, and so that's what's so funny about him. He doesn't get it, that millions of people love it, but he doesn't like it. So it's, you know, you'll have that. But I think the music makes the show great, and I've always, I had a guy in L.A. tell me the other day that you were ahead of your time. You were playing that rock and roll music and doing sports and pouring beers for people 25 years ago, and that guy never got it. He never got it then, let alone now. It's the same boss. It's the same guy. I'm not mean about him. I'm just saying he's never been, like, cool. He's not a cool dude. He's a boss. He's a total suit. He's not a cool person where, like, he would dig music. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that guy, like, going to a concert? Like, I can only see him going to, like, I don't know, Temple or something. I don't know what they do. I have no idea.
Double horns? You know?
Yeah, I don't think he'd be into, like, having fun ever or, like, going to see a band or, you know, liking music or anything. I bet when he drives in his car, he listens to audiobooks. That's what I think. Hey, Carver High, do you think I should live on the roof of a building until my team wins?
That's probably as zany radio bit as it gets, right?
So Errol Spence got in a wicked car crash in Dallas.
I watched the video.
How did he live through that?
Did you watch that clip?
Yeah, I did.
The car flipping over?
I saw it. But I didn't see him. Did you see him get ejected?
No, but I saw the
they said people could actually see him coming out of the car.
Oh, my God. How did he survive?
No broken bones.
Jeez.
I guess he's got all kinds of facial cuts and he broke a bunch of teeth.
He's got some lacerations and stuff like that, but. Man, looking at that crash, I was like...
But they're saying there's, like, full recovery.
Oh, yeah.
But he was doing 100 miles an hour. They're saying there's reports. Is that true that he might have been drunk?
I didn't see any of that.
Investigating it.
Well, they got to. I mean, what time? I mean,
3 in the morning.
Listen, you know how this goes. Middle of the night, driving the fast car.
Listen, when I was in Dallas with Mafia, I had a really nice... I don't know what I was driving something badass, like a Charger. I had like a I think it was a, I had the Charger. And I mean, I had a Hemi in this thing, and I was doing a buck easy in Dallas. Because I went out to Dallas Cowboys, whatever, to Jerry's World, and the hotel was downtown Dallas. And so it's like 30 minutes. And then it's all highways, man. And so when I went out there after the show at whatever it was, I think I did it 9 to 1 there or something like that. Is that right? So at 1 in the morning when I got done, I drove back downtown from the Cowboys Stadium, and I was easily doing 95, 100 miles an hour because the freeways are just wide open. They're like 5 lanes, and it's just rock and roll. So I could see why he was hauling ass in a Ferrari, right? Wasn't that what he was driving?
Yeah, during a Motley Crue's final tour, I went out to Vegas to see their second-to-last show ever, and then I drove from Vegas to L.A. to see their last show ever.
What's a four-hour drive of nothing, just desert?
And the highway is just, it's just single road in the middle of a desert, right. And there was just no one there. We had a Camaro, so I was doing a $120.
That's great.
It was awesome. Not a cop in sight.
It's kind of creepy out there.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It is a little creepy.
Because it's just miles and miles.
You have no idea
of
what could happen to you out there. I mean, it's crazy. I used to live there. I'm surprised that he lived through that, Errol Spence. Do you think it's because he's such a prime conditioned athlete that he actually survived that and got thrown out? He got ejected from a Ferrari doing 100 miles an hour and lived through it because he's in such great shape? I mean, how do you explain that?
Listen, that has nothing to do with being in such great shape. That is pure luck.
Pure luck?
I'm sorry. That is
you
pure
You think he should be dead?
Luck has absolutely nothing to do with what kind of shape you're in. Any human... that is in that seat that he was in, and that car flipped over like that, you just are lucky that you walked away from it. It has nothing to do with that, what shape you're in.
Michaelis, Wainwright, Flaherty, Hudson are the Cardinals pitchers in the first in the series. Anibal Sanchez will start game one for the Nats. That's tomorrow, right? That game?
Yes.
So anyway, the Nationals are favored over the Cardinals in the series. The Nationals open at Caesars minus -120 over the Cardinals in the NLCS. And it's going to be interesting. B-Mac and I are on the Cardinals. Carver Eyes on the Nationals. He thinks the Nationals. But you do you think they're going to they'll go to the World Series, but you think they'll lose to the either?
The winner of the Yankee-Astros series will win the World Series.
You think?
Yes.
All right. Just like last year, right? The Dodgers got in there, and the Red Sox still kicked their ass. Because the American League's better, or is that what you think? Or
yeah, the American League's better.
Who do you think Major League Baseball's rooting for? Like a ratings-wise, is it Yankee Cardinal?
Doesn't matter. With the four teams they have, they want Yankees, obviously, but in the NL, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think all four are very solid markets for baseball. St. Louis is a great baseball
team. They're in good
shape
no matter what, whether it's Cardinals or
did you see this guy, Jacob Nix of the Padres, going in the wrong house through a dog door and the whole deal? He said, I thought it was my house, but I don't have a doggy door, but I tried to go through the doggy door.
What kind of night did he have before?
Yeah, him and his buddy both got arrested. The one guy's on the Padres, Jacob Nix. The other guy's some other guy. I don't think he was a player. Oh, I think the other guy is a minor leaguer in their system.
Not anymore.
Yeah, they're both in. Like, how hammered do you have to be, honestly? But if you do that at ESPN, you get a promotion and you get a new show given to you. If you wake up in somebody else's house with your pants around your ankles, you get a raise and a new 5-year deal and your own show. And then they move you to, like, no. Oh, he finally left there? Did he take his pants with him? That guy got promoted after he had his night of embarrassment. You know what they would do to me at this place if I woke up in someone else's house with my pants around my ankles and a watermelon in my back door?
Nothing.
Nothing. They'd fire me while the cops were cuffing me. I'd be on the phone. Do you remember when I was on Letterman and I was taking the Thrasher job? They fired me while I was walking on the set of Letterman. Literally, my phone was ringing. I'm going off behind the curtain at Letterman. Literally, just got done there cheering for me on Letterman. I walk behind the curtain and this guy here is firing me on the radio. I go, "Nice job, idiot. I just signed a contract with Turner Sports. I'm leaving, you moron." Then he called me some kind of name with a sucker at the end of it. It was very dirty. Called me a very dirty name with a sucker at the end. I couldn't believe it. A man of that ilk and power. He's not in the business anymore either. Like all the other guys that have yelled at me over 35 years, all selling bananas now for a living. Carver High, here we go. Here I Go Again by Whitesnake was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in the 80s on October 10th of 1987 when I graduated from Indiana University. Also, this one, Flock of Seagulls. I ran so far away.
Great tune. If there wasn't 2.5 minutes left in the show, I'd cue them up.
Right. There you go. I watched LeBron and Anthony Davis lose to the Nets today, and I think Shanghai.
Kyrie get hurt?
I watched it. Kyrie got smacked in the face. Maybe I'll do this tomorrow, the story about all the captains that don't matter in the NHL.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Is there anything sillier than that stupid captain thing that you guys get all worked up about? I saw you were cheering for yours the other day. I don't care who the captain is on my hockey team. Got to have a captain. Got to have a leader in the room. Oh, how about the guy they gave the captaincy to in Vancouver the other day? I've never even heard of the guy.
Bo Horvat.
Please. Who knows who that is? Like one person in North America?
In Canada, they do.
No, they don't. Purdue bans faculty and students from betting on Boilermaker sports. So you're allowed to bet on sports in Indiana now, but you're not allowed to bet on Purdue sports. Don't they do that here in New Jersey? You can't bet on Rutgers?
Yeah, well,
Who would bet on Rutgers anyway?
They actually don't even put Rutgers on the board at the places in New Jersey.
Well, that's what they'll do now in Indiana.
Not even put Purdue on the board.
They won't put him on the board. So Gabe Kapler fired. He was terrible. And who are the – look at the list. Here we go again with your boy Joe Espada. Every time I turn around, Joe Espada.
I mean, Joe's got to get a job eventually,
right? Dusty Baker. Have we not been through that enough? I love Dusty. He's my boy, but it's over. It's just over. At what point do you just stop hiring 90-year-olds?
How many turns at the wheel do you get?
I mean, honestly, John Farrell, Joe Girardi, Joe Madden, Charlie Manuel. Jesus, what's he, a buck five?
Now, say this. Joe's been going to talk to the Mets next week, Girardi. Now that this Philly job is opened, same division, better players, you know, don't you go and see what you can get over there?
Showalter gets that job.
Showalter gets Philly?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think they want him. And why would you hire Charlie Manuel?
He's like, he's managed so forever. And I'm just so, it's like a bad piece of bread. I don't, you know what I mean? He's like just a bad tasting sandwich. I can't take it anymore. All these. Then again, the new ones are so bad too.
Looks like Farrell's going to wind up going to the Angels.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's become their top candidate.
Oh,
now.
I thought Madden was getting that
That's
job.
That's what it looked like, but it looks like he's their top candidate now. So I wonder where Madden winds up. Maybe it's L.A. Maybe they're going to fire Roberts.
So you're telling me now that Madden's not getting the Angel job?
Well, I have not seen that.
It's still up in the air, but I saw today that Farrell is at the top of their list now.
I mean, they're in meetings with him. I mean, they're in the meetings with Madden. They're cutting a deal with him. I don't know.
I'm in the running for the Dodger job. Don't forget you can listen to the show on radio.com, CBS Sports app, SiriusXM app, and Ask Alexa. The podcast of this show is great. It's on after the show on Twitter at Scott Ferrell, at On a Bench CBS, and on Facebook.com/Ferrell on a Bench. And tomorrow morning, it'll be there as well. For BMAC and Carver High, I'm Ferrell. Good night.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.